Okay, we will begin our learning for this semester with Baruch Sha'omer, which is on page Kuf Chaf of the Sefer Yontfila. And, of course, Rav Schwab is Nusach Ashkenaz, so he has Baruch Sha'omer before Haidu. Be interesting to learn the Seder of Haidu, which we'll get to. Karbanos? We'll do everything eventually. One thing at a time. What? Kuf Ches is Baruch Sha'omer. Kuf Chaf, I said. I'm sorry. Kuf Ches. We should start. Kuf Ches, we're going to begin. We'll go in order of the Sefer. Baruch Sha'omer. Before he talks about Baruch Sha'omer, he starts with something I wasn't aware of. About Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayas LeDavid, which we say, Nusach Ashkenaz says it before Baruch Sha'omer, they had a Kaddish. For Aveilim, there's the extra Kaddish before the davening. And Nusach Sfard says it between Haidu and Baruch Sha'omer. We say Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayas LeDavid. So he brings Baharbe Kehilois Aimri Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayas LeDavid, Kaidim Baruch Sha'omer, many communities say Mizmar Shir. Uminig zed nishtarvev me poilin. He says this minig began in Poland. Now you have to know who's writing it. So Chassidus Sefer, he's saying, wow, it began in Poland, that means it's solid. When you have a German Rav writing, it started in Poland. Say, nah, it just started in Poland. V'yisaydai api kabbalas harizal. V'einai muva b'shulchan aruch. V'loi b'sidurim shenitfesu lefnei dalad ne'yashana. He says that Mizmar Shir is not found as part of the davening in Sidurim that were published more than 400 years ago. And therefore, in Kahal Hadas Yishurim, they don't say this.
What? They don't say what?
Mizmar Shir Chod David? They don't say it before davening. What? Ashkenaz and Sfarad say it, but not Kahal Hadas Yishurim. He says why. Says the reason is, there are a lot of guys here who don't say it either, to tell you the truth. It depends when you walk in. But at any rate, he says, we predate this whole custom of saying it, and therefore, we don't have the minig. I'd like to explain this just beforehand. I was surprised. I took out Rav Sham Shofar Hirsch Siddur, and he does have Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayas David in Rabbi Hirsch's Siddur. He has it after Ashavakash Yerchebenea, Yiratzah, and then they put on the Talis after Karbanas. It was Kaldas Yeshurun, they first say Karbanis, Brachis and Karbanis. And then they put on Talis and Tefillin. And then they say Mizmar Shir, I said, well, they don't. But for some reason, in the Sham Shofar Hirsch Siddur, they put it in. It could be because they wanted people to use it. If it's missing things that, then maybe some people are not going to use it. Now I have here. The Kaldas Yishurim does not say it, period. I suspect those who published the Rav Hirsch Siddur knew that if they leave out things that everybody says, just Kaldas Yishurim doesn't say, that they're limiting their market to a dwindling population. So Mimela, they stuck in probably many of these things. Siddur, Rodelheim Siddur does not have it.
No,
one second. Be careful, this is a very delicate Siddur. It has here, Talis, Tefillin. Oh, this one does have it. It says, in Velen Gemeinder, that means in certain communities, Vert der Baruch Sha'omer Folgender, that means the Baruch Sha'omer is preceded by Zam Gezukt. This pause. I'm sorry, he does bring it. It's interesting, but this doesn't have it then. Ezra. That's also from Radelheim, the old one. And he doesn't have it.
Didn't say that they married,
instead of gebrocks. You trade gebrocks, it's worth it. He doesn't have it. Okay. So they didn't say it. I want to just talk for a minute about the Minhagei Arizal. The Sifrei Kabbalah, the Zayar, was not a revealed sefer until the end of the 1200s, or maybe 1300. It was not a revealed sefer. And under very mysterious circumstances, it was revealed by somebody that is not independently famous. Usually they call him Moshe de Leon. He was Barariah was probably his last name, Barariah, and they translated de Leon. Leon is a nice name. So he revealed the Zayar in approximately the year 1300, the late 1200s. And as he related, the Zayar, this is, we're talking before the printing press, it was given from generation to generation to those who are Mekubalim. Kabbalah was never meant for the Hamainam. It was meant for Mekubalim, people who studied Kabbalah. And those who are very into Kabbalah, they want to say the Rambam had a copy of the Zayar. Sir Chaim Knievsky says it's baloney, you know. The Zayar has been authenticated. Gedolei Yisrael say the Zayar is an authentic sefer. There are skeptics in the scholarly world. They make fun of anything religious. And the Zayar is one of the favorite things. But the Zayar is written primarily by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In the Zayar itself, there are passages written by members of those who lived later. It's no different than the Gemara. The Gemara has many generations of Divrei Chazal. And it goes later. It goes even past Ravina Ravashi. There are parts that were added after Ravina Ravashi's passing. But it was kept holy, and nobody, not anybody could come and add to it. So, the Zayar, I mean, Gedolei Olam have certainly the Gra, who was, not a person easy to fool with new things, holds of the Zayar. And later, the Arizal, the Zayar would not be so well known to us, were not for the Arizal. The Arizal came along in the 1500s, 250 years later, and the Arizal incorporated many of the Zayar's teachings into the Siddur and into our practice, into the things that we do. Now, you don't know, but there are many things we do that we do up the Arizal. There are many Arizals that we don't do. In a way, it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the things of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that are brought in Paiskim, we keep. Many people have a minute not take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. We keep what's brought in the Paiskim. There are other things, it says in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that two brothers shouldn't live in the same city. Presumably it means if they weren't born there. But we don't keep to that. Because what's brought in Paiskim...
Two sisters.
Right, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, and we're not makbid on it.
Told me, Frank said that, I forgot which Rob said, he said that he finds that most of the divorce cases is where two brothers married two sisters.
Most of the...
The divorces in his town...
He had so many cases of brothers.
He had two cases. Okay. He says the ones was majority two brothers.
Okay, as a matter of halacha, we don't open a Zayar. I never had a Rebbe that quoted a Zayar. What we do is we look at the Paiskim. The Magen Avraham brings a Zayar, we keep it. Now, I have a practice that I started in my teenage years, which I keep to because it's a chumrah. I don't want to be Mishana. When I put on tefillin, I don't do the seven times around until after I put on my shalrash. In other words, I fasten it, I wrap it around my hand, tuck it in, I put on my shalrash. It's a very small hefsik. So I'll tell you, I daven by the Sfaradim Friday morning, so a yid said, that's not our minig. So he tells me, I said, yeah, but I'm doing like the Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef did it the way I do it, the way Ramesh used to do it. What we do it the seven times, that's Arizal. Our Pi Arizal, we wrap it seven times before we put on the shalrash, which is the prevalent custom. What? I can't hear you. Well, I tuck it in. It's certainly yaitz the tefillin. If you let go and it fell apart, it wouldn't work. So, so I makbid to tuck it in before I put on my shorash. But I do it once. I do around my arm just to get it to my hand, and that's it. I'm not telling people to do it. I'm just making the point that the Arizal things that people don't ever realize. Most of Klal Yisrael does it. It's our Arizal. Why? Because the place can bring it. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. Now, there are things that are our Arizal that we do do. Most Arizal minhagim we don't do. Most Arizal things are for our Kabbalist. Mekubalim, no. Most Arizal things Sfaradim don't do either. Lubavitch is very into Arizals, but only the Arizals that are brought by the Lubavitch, by the Rebbes. We don't keep, Kabbalah is meant for Mekubalim. It's not meant for the Hamoinam. Where Paiskim bring something Hapi Arizal, then we do it Hapi Arizal. Someone walks over and says, Arizal says do it. It's very nice. There are things Arizal says that we don't do. There are things that other Gedalei Olam say that is not the regular halacha.
So,
Ksavari. Yeah, so Ksavari is my old pet peeve. I took some flack for it, but I was backed at the end by all the Gedalei Hadar. There's a tefillin or mezuzahs or a sefer Torah could be written Ksavari. Arizal has seven or eight letters that are written differently than the Beis Yosef Ksav, than the typical Ksav. For example, a shin. The left head of a shin is a zayin. In other words, the head is on both sides. A pi arizal, it's a vav. So ksav ari and ksav beis yosef are distinguishable if you know what you're looking for. The Gra famously said that the tzaddik of ksav arizal, all the other letters, yaitza. If you do it this way or that way, you might see either way. If you do Beis Yosef or Ari. The tzaddik, the right head of a tzaddik, is supposed to be a yud. As a tzaddik, first you write the body of the tzaddik, which is that. And then you write the yud, which is on the right side. In Ksav Ari, it's not a yud. It's a backwards. It's written the head to the right. And the Gra held that it's a mistake, it's not really Ksav Ari. If it is Ksav Ari, we wouldn't be allowed to do it because we're apostle. And he said that the Seferim did it. If you take a pen or a marker, if you take a marker and you do, it's very hard to write that second half of the tzaddik without touching the letter itself. If you write it outwards, it's very easy. And that was his shita. In Bnei Brak, if a letter touches itself, it's possible, according to everybody. The head is not allowed to touch the letter itself.
What are they doing in Bnei Brak?
In Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish famously told people that Arizal Ksav is possible. Unless the tzaddik is written right. Ramesha, who wore Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in Europe, he came to America, did not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin because he could only find Ksav Ari Rabbeinu Tam. Because generally Hasidim do it. And you know where? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, when Ramesha was about 80 years old, towards the end of his life, sent a cipher to Ramesha to write Api Ramesha's instructions. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky should live and be well, turned 90 last year. And I'm still grayer than he is, but he should live and be well. For his 90th birthday, they bought him Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. It's his father, Rabbi Yaakov, put on.
But
he would only get Beis Yosef. He wouldn't wear
Rabbi Yaakov did it.
No, Rabbi Yaakov did it because at age 90 he decided to be Machmar Arizal. But the point is this. If you have Minig Ari, if you're a Lubavitch and you have Minig Ari, of course you should do whatever your Minig is. Most of us come from communities where there's no Minig Ari. Not even all Hasidim keep Ari. I once mentioned in a Shir, in a Navi Shir, that if you have Minig Ari, keep Minig Ari. If you don't have Minig Ari, and when you bought tefillin, you have no clue what you were buying, and you got Arizal tefillin, you really should change it for Beis Yosef tefillin. I got a lot of flack. Somebody went to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv said to him, if you have Beis Yosef, it's Zichar Kasha. He said, should I switch it? So he repeated, Amahad Beis Yosef is Zichar Kasha. He didn't want to speak against Ksav Ari, but he said, if you have Beis Yosef, it's Zichar Kasha. And our Rosh Kailah Bayas is a close number of Chassid in Tarvadas. Rabbi Uliger, he said that they, for the earlier Klausenberger Rebbe's 70th birthday, they surprised him with a Sefer Torah. When they were about a fifth of the way through, he found out about it. He found out it was Ksav Ari, and he made them start again.
Wow.
He said, Klausenberg, it's not praise alone, because he said that Sifrei Torah should be Beis Yosef. When we grew up, all the Sifrei Torah were Beis Yosef. Today, most of them are.
They write more, I think they're Rizal, and I think it's cheaper.
It's not cheaper because they write more. Anyway, I don't think it's cheaper, but there are people who have minigari. There are people who don't have minigari. And what happens is, since Seifrim, many Seifrim are Hasidim, so they write what they want. I went to Ksiva Sefer Torah. Somebody used to daven, he moved away, and he made Ksiva Sefer Torah. I look at it, I see it's Ksav Ari. I turn to the Seifer, I say, why'd you do Ksav Ari? He's Nosach Ashkenaz Yid. He says to me, look, he doesn't know the difference. And I go, Ksav Ari, so I did Ksav Ari. You know, Pialochi, he could have told him, take it, give me my money back. You can't do that. You don't impose your minik on others. Anyway, I didn't mean, my Ben Tamfel is Ksav Ari. It's Ksav Ari, because my father were Rebbe Tam Ksav Ari. Ksav Ari is not treif. Ari is from a Kubalim. Whenever Halacha took on an Ari is Halacha. Mishnah Brura, you know, has a section with the letters. He doesn't mention Ksav Ari in the whole Mishnah Brura, the whole Aruch HaShulchan, the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They don't mention it because it was only for Mikubalim. It's not treif, it's for Mikubalim. So a distinction has to be made between Minhage Arizal that are in Halacha, that are Mishnah Brura. For example, the Minig not to talk after washing Mayim Achrayinim. Why can't you talk after washing Mayim Achrayinim? It's Api Arizal. You should keep it. Mishnah Brura brings it. You should keep it. You don't talk about benching. You say past the benchers, but you don't talk about other things. It's an Arizal. It's not just an Arizal. It's an Arizal. Arizal's Choshev. Mishnah Brura brings it. We keep it. Those Minhage Ari that have a source in Halacha, we keep. And the Zayar, we never pass him from the Zayar. The Ben Ishchai writes that he never quotes the Zayar unless the Arizal quoted the Zayar and explained it. Because he can't take, people come over, they show you a Sefer Zayar, stick it in your face, they read it. First of all, the Zayar was written in Aramaic. The ones that translated into Hebrew, you have to know who translated it. And secondly, you can't just read a small piece of Ari. You know, you could take out a piece of Gemara. I could show you a Gemara that says you should shech by the tail. Not by the neck, you shech by the tail. That's such a Gemara. Gemara says, why you shech by the tail? You should shech by the tail. If you don't read a bitmiya, then the Gemara says shech by the tail. Vema bezanov, you should say by the tail. Now, if you show it to somebody, you didn't learn, you say it's a beferish Gemara, you shech by the tail. So you can take Ariza, Zayar, and do the same thing. So you have to have someone who's learned enough to know it. My point just is, the Kabbalistic ideas that are incorporated in Halacha, we keep. The ones that are not in Halacha, not in Paiskim, we don't keep.
But does the Mishnah Brura specify why he includes those from the Arizal, what the criteria is?
The Mishnah Brura's criteria are my criteria. If the Magen Avraham brings it, if the earlier Paiskim quote it, the Beis Yosef had never quoted an Ari, he was a contemporary. The Ari died in 1572, and I think Beis Yosef died in 1575.
Good. But why can't two brothers live together at the same house?
It's Kabbalistic.
What?
Totally Kabbalistic.
What? Is because of Zayar?
Brich Shemei is a paragraph of Zayar. Kegavna is a paragraph of Zayar. And we say it, it's in the Siddur, the Siddur says it's Zayar. And we have a translation, we have explanations of it. But some don't say it, but most of Klal Yisrael says it. You say Brich Shemei?
No.
And so a lot of people in the shul have the minig.
What?
A lot of people here in the shul have that minig.
Wow.
But anyway. Let's just look at the next paragraph, very interesting. Minig Frankfurt, listen to this minig, you have this minig. Lahachris Khan, they announce in shul, Shtika Yafa Bishas Atul. The Gabbai announces it?
Yes.
Really? Gives a clap. He says it in English or in Hebrew?
In Hebrew.
He gives a clap and he announces Shtika Yafa Bishas Atul. Being quiet is fine, is Yafa. So Rav Schwab's kasha is, being quiet is Yafa? It's an obligation. It's his kasha. He says, you wonder. Hadibur Bab said, Philoster, Maker Adin. Asalana said, Philip Barhu Bar Shamai. If the Bar Shamai to Yishtabak, and then say, Barhu Bar Shamai. Mabar Shamar Adakashmin Esre. The Gambishas Khazar Sashats, Asaladaber. In Kemazi Abba Mazajim, Yafa? It's nice, a nice thing. Etma, I wonder. Bishlamah meaning shall kite them to Kiyash Shafer. So I didn't never saw this minig either. My reason they call out, Shtika Yafa Bishas Kiyash Shafer Berchesel. They announce it's good to be quiet. The chelif they create some gil, shtika yab shas create some gil, berchesa, lacharikam sham yiksha. Harry shtika chievu. The same cash, it's an obligation. Loy shamit kia achas lo yatsa. In chisa fila tevachs and create some gil, lo yatsa. What are you saying? Being quiet is good? Echer shaloimer rak yafe. Yeshloimer. Hakavana lahazir ashaimrim. The kavana by Megillah is to tell people, don't read the Megillah along loud and stare the guy next to you and cause him not to be Yaitza. Why do we announce it? It's a good kasha. So listen to Rav Schwab's answer. Tzarech Leimer. Hakavana lo isam anoshim ama achrin lovi lebeis haknesis. The kavana is for those who come late. They didn't say it, but like a bar shomer. Although it's in the previous minion, who are still hanging around. So you could schmooze. The others davening, be quiet. It's not nice that they should schmooze. Okay, so this is, we didn't stop Baruch Shomer. This is his Agdama to Baruch Shomer. We continue to say Mizma Shil Revaiz Nadavid, except also have a meaning differently, because we keep on in hugging. But you certainly are. And but you have to announce Shtika Yafa Bishasa Tvila. Okay. And we'll stop Baruch Shomer Thursday night. I mean, we'll damage Baruch Shomer tomorrow, but...